All right, go ahead. I am now recording.
Hello! Is this Paul the Shy Yeti?
Now it's time for the silliest podcast in the world. It's the Shy Life Podcast!
With me, Shy Yeti.
He's not that shy.
106.
106.
106.
106.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Shy Life Podcast. Well, this one's going to be a little bit different. I'm not going to be here for a lot of it. Well, I'm going to be here, but I'm not going to be here. What do I mean? Well, I think we should run the title music and then I'll explain all about my very first podcast.
What's gonna happen today?
Oh my god, it's enormous! It's the Shy Life Podcast!
The show is out of this world!
Oh dear, this isn't gonna end well!
It's a very strange show indeed!
Oh, a million kisses, darling.
I asked for pies. That's all I asked for. Pies.
My name is Fabston McWhiskers, and I always listen to the Shy Life Podcast. And so does Oliver Louse. Don't you, Oliver?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Always. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Always listen. Absolutely.
Those poor listeners, what have they done to deserve this, eh? Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Paul, what do you mean? Your very first podcast. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Do you mean like the pilot episode of this show? No. I did my first podcast back in 1990, was it? What do you mean? I didn't even have podcasts back then. Do you mean like some sort of tape zine? No, it wasn't really a tape zine. It was more of a podcast. And you found a copy of it, have you? Is this something that Mr. Goodman's found for you? Well done, yes. Well, I found it, he copied it. Well, there we go. So we're going to hear this today, are we? Oh, blimey. What's it going to be, an hour of poor quality sound? Yes, Uncle John, don't be mean. Will there be poems? No poems. Oh, well, that's something then. Yeti, Uncle John, you're so rude. Will there be any special guests? Actually, yes, there'll be, well, I think my brother's there, aged about 8, and my great aunt Jessie, who was one of my favourite relatives. She's no longer with us, I'm afraid, but yeah, I think she's on there too. Let me explain. My very first podcast, I kind of recorded it for a friend of mine, my friend Lee, who we've mentioned a few times, because he did so much Sutton Park with me over the years. But, yes. And, yeah, basically, our podcast is all about a day trip, basically. And I went to a place called Longleat, where there used to be a Doctor Who exhibition. But, well, basically, if I was doing it now, it is what I would have called a podcast. Just, yeah, a long time before podcasts. And, yeah, the sound quality will be a bit different. I'm not going to edit anything too much out, but well, I quite understand if you don't make it to the end, but if you'd like to hear how Mr. Yeti sounded, you weren't even called Mr. Yeti back then. No, if you want to hear what Paul sounded like back in 1990, then this is the episode for you. And yes, I shall be back at the end to see if you're all still conscious. Oh dear, poor listeners. Go on then. Let's go. Let's get started. Yes. Let's get lost in Longleat. Blimey. Thank you.
your ace reporter, friend of Frobisher, Mark II, speaking. What you are about to witness will blow your mind. The next 60 minutes are out of this world.
My dear boy, have you no regard for the sanctity of this moment?
We've got to get out of here. Didn't you hear what Judy said? We might be right in the middle of a...
Right, Sandra, put it through, darling.
Paul, your mission, if you choose to accept it, is one of deadly danger. We want you and your colleagues to visit Longleat. Yes, Longleat. We want you to natter on an audio tape for almost 60 minutes. We want you, more importantly, to get out alive. But of course, if you or one of your colleagues should be blown up accidentally or anything like that, we would deny all knowledge of your existence. And by the way, how's your wife doing tonight? If any of you are sort of bumped off, we'll deny any knowledge of you, and I'll probably marry your wife. I haven't acted quite as badly as this since I was on Cackney and Lacey, but there we are. If you get blown up, I will deny all knowledge of you. Yes, right. So, will you accept the mission?
I suppose so. How much do I get paid?
We're on the BBC budget. We don't have...
Oh, right.
By the way, this message will explode in, 2 seconds.
Oh, right. I'll throw it away, then.
No. Perhaps you shouldn't do that, as you are just borrowing this tape recorder after all, aren't you?
Right. Anything else to say?
This is your, oh, God, I lost the script. excuse me. Oh, yes, right. This is your ultimate mission, unpronounceable. You are now... Lost in Longleat.
Oh, great.
Travelling to Longleat, I thought I would begin by interviewing my further colleagues. Here's what they had to say.
Can you comment on this situation, please?
The ambulance cover in London.
No, we can't. We're too busy to waste our time. Mrs. Fatter will give the decision. She always does.
Oh, dear. Can you comment on this situation, please?
What situation is that, Paul?
This situation. The general situation.
General situation?
Yes.
Oh. Well, the general situation here, we're all waiting. Onion shocker. We're all waiting for breakfast. Daddy's got a pan on cooking.
Right.
That silly grey didn't plug in the...
Oh, get off. What, could you make a comment?
Yes, Nicholas!
That bit has been censored.
Yes, well, it is quite obvious that my colleagues have got all got the general intellect of burnt toast, so it looks like I'm on my own.
Oh, goodness me.
I'll keep composed and I will have my breakfast and then I'll be going to Longmead at last. I've only got an hour, you know. I mean, I can't natter on forever, you know, so I'm very sorry.
Hi, this is Radio Longmead, giving you a little bit of... Yes, a little bit of boredom, probably, in the middle of this wonderful tape. My next record I'd like to dedicate to a few of my friends. A few of them who can't be here today, unfortunately. I'd like to dedicate this record to quite a few of my friends. Starting with Kevin Bell. Yes, a good pen friend of mine. I'll be replying to you soon, Kez, so don't worry. Next, I would like to say hi to Elaine Bull in Whiteslip, who is currently on half term. I'm sure she's enjoying every minute of it. Next, Andy Ching. Oh, he's a good bloke. Yes, well, hi. Next, I would like to say hello to James Fairweather. Hello. Next, Lee Freeman. Lee, I told you I'd send you something from Longmead, but you didn't think it'd be quite this bad. Hi, Stuart Humphreys. Yes, hi. Next, I'd like to say hello to Stefan La Liberté, if you can say it like that. I hope you're having a great time in Canada. I'm sure you are. Hello, Danny March. Enough said. Patrick Neely. Hi, mate. Thanks very much for your parcel. I bet everyone else is terribly jealous. I'm not telling you what he sent me, but it's my birthday soon, so perhaps you should all send me something. Hello, Andrew Reed, my friend and Welsh person. wasn't it lovely at Shangri-La? Yes, it was, wasn't it? Hello, Mark Rawlings. Hello. Hello, David Spriggs. Yes, this is also be going your way sometime. Thanks a lot for your thing, tape. It was very, very good. This is my reply. Hi, Craig Sheridan. I hope Canada's okay for you too. It's quite big, isn't it? Yes. And finally, hello, Mark Turner. I feel so depressed today. Yes, and there's a few other people I could say hello to, but I can't be bothered to because they don't deserve it. Yes. Well, yes, I've dedicated this record to you, and I hope you appreciate it. It's very expensive, you know. Yes, right. I'll be saying bye-bye now, and I'll see you at Longmead, I expect. Oh, dear.
Thank you.
suddenly seems like it out of me.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time.
See you in Longreach. This is Radio Longreach signing off for another day. Thank you. Bye bye. Alright, you can stop now.
Okay, don't pay a lot. Get off the cat. Leave the mother-in-law alone, Elton, please.
We're just about to go now.
That's disgusting.
There we go. Oh dear.
I think we're arriving now.
Ah! Graham, will you sit still and behave yourself?
You tell him. We've landed.
Thank you very much for your comment.
We have finally arrived at Longreach. I'm standing in the car park. In front of me is a playground and the house and a restaurant. Thank you.
Do you mind making a comment about how we got here?
Right. Say something. Say something.
Typical politician.
You just dry up, you don't know what to say, do you? You haven't got that on.
Yes, I have.
Yes. That is an in-depth comment from
Paul and you.
Criticism from my colleagues who I'm now disassociating with. Heavens. I'm now standing outside
the Berkeley Suite restaurant in Longreach, which is now closed. Behind me is a grey telephone box, and yes, enough said.
I can see the Doctor Who exhibition now. We're not going in yet. And everyone is being terribly patronising, but there we are. What can you expect? Oh dear. More later. It's just after 11 o'clock. We're walking down the gardens. I've just walked on some grass, which says, which I'm not supposed to, but there we are. In a walled garden, quite attractive. Some old trees, some of those sort of decorated bushes, rose beds. All the flowers died. Please keep off the grass. That says it all, doesn't it? Now I'm in the Cellar Cafe restaurant. I'm just going to enjoy a piece of gatto. Bet you feel envious. Here we go. Better go get a knife for someone now. So I'll call back later. Coming out from the restaurant now. I don't know where we're going. I don't think anyone does. Isn't it nice to be decisive? Slightly quieter than when you went, Lee, I suppose. Not many people around. Probably best, really. Heading back towards the Doctor Who exhibition now. Back through the walled garden with the "Please Keep Off the Grass" signs. I might get my camera out later. But I haven't got many film. I took a lot of film at Shangri-La. Very quiet today. I have seen a few people, but it's as if we're by ourselves. Quite spooky. Just passing the tennis court, no one playing, not even Boris Becker. I think my brother's about to do something nasty with an abandoned tennis racket. Enough said. We're now outside the Doll's House. Sort of building a sort of courtyard. Everyone's being very indecisive about what money we should be producing. Just typical, really. Now in the Doll's House area, some fantastic small dolls. I bought some badges for a few of you lucky people. I must say that the buildings in the Doll's House remind me very much of the rooms in Ghostlight, sort of Victorian. Rather nice. Oh look, there's Ace. One there looks a bit like Josiah. I even thought I saw JNT, but there we are. Must be that coffee I had. About to enter the Doctor exhibition now.
So I'll keep this running, probably, okay?
You're coming. Oh, your cat called.
First thing I can see is land of the TARDIS. I've got to land the TARDIS, you know? By turning a button. Oh, it's landed. I see. Quite good. I'm not sure what I'm doing. There's a landscape, and if you turn this button, slowly the TARDIS materialises. Yes, it does. There we are. It's quite good. It keeps flashing on and off in darkness. That's quite good, that. Right, I'm going to the next thing now. So the next thing is the space station from the Doctor's trial. I got three buttons to press. Pressing these buttons and it all lights up. That's quite impressive. Quite good models. It's good, that. It's good. I like that. Next, we're at the Silver Nemesis and the Cybermen. I'm going to press the Cybermen one and Cybermen's head moves. Right. Silver Nemesis statue. I think it looks like Missa. Press that. Oh, she all glows up. Oh, she's good. It's quite good. Yeah, the Cyberman moves his head, doesn't do much else. Nods it at you. Well, shakes it at you. The Silver Nemesis is good. That lights up quite brightly, like you saw on the television, really. Sort of a silver design. The tech traps. The tech traps are there. Looking quite tech-trap-ish. The Varney doesn't look too good, I can see. And there's the brain sort of thing. In front of me there is... Oh, what's this? In front of me is, that's nice. Ah, right. In front of me now is Kane from Dragonfire. It says Kane 1988, is that right? Don't think so, no. Yeah, you press the button and he moves his head a bit and lots of things sort of raises his hand. Looks quite fun. Oops. No, it's not doing alright then. Right, that's Kane. It's quite a good model, I like that. My aunt didn't. We're now at the pilot captain from Pirate Planet. I'm being watched, it says here. Cautioned, you're being watched by a TVI security thing. Oh, that's nice. Hello. It's quite good. Don't look a bit placky, but you can't expect it to. The parrot's good. I like that. Moving his eyes and his wings and things. Oh, and I'm at the Tribe of Time and Vervoids and the Morgarians. I like the Vervoids. Oh yes, that's quite good. That's good, I like this, that one. The trouble is it seems a bit dark. I don't know who's controlling the lights. Perhaps they've gone to sleep. Yeah, the Vervoids are good. Oh, I can do some Daleks now. And the Vervoids, one dying, sort of on his knees. Lots of old leaves, and there's one standing up, sort of collapsing. And then there's the Morgarians, whatever. I hope you can hear this. Am I near enough? The Dalek somewhere after me. I better keep going. Oh, now this is quite a good one. Now at the Yeti. Something's happened to one of his eyes. I can't actually see anything. One of his eyes looks quite blank, but it's quite a good scene. Seemingly, it looks quite good. It's from the Web of Fear, this one. One of the eyes is missing, I think, or... one of them, yes. That's quite a good one. Good hands. I'm glad he's on that side, the other side, not this side. Right, here we go. Some more modern things here. I'm just coming around into the sort of TARDIS interior. Oh well. Central control thing in the middle. Moving up and down and making very squeaky noises. Lots of knobs and dials and things, but I don't think I'm actually working any of them. One of them's broken. It's quite good though. Quite good. When you pull these knobs, the lights come on. I'm on the Ice Warriors now from 1967. All the lights come on there. The Ice Warrior's not too bad, but it's sort of covered in darkness. There's two knobs that say touch, but it doesn't seem to work. Next, there's pictures of William Hartnell, Patrick Troughton, John Pertwee, Tom Baker, Peter Davison, Colin Baker, and Sir McCoy, and the TARDIS bits. Let's see if they got the dates right.
Jock Horror. They've actually got them right.
Next greatest show in the galaxy. That's quite good. That's quite a good one. Lights flashing. It's got 5 of them. And the Chief Clown. The last one's from Remnants of the Daleks, which is quite good. The white Daleks are really good. A lot of tatty around the edges. All these buttons don't seem to do anything. Oh well. That's a good one. Where am I now? Oh right. I'm now in... oh, that's a good one. Fifi. That's probably the best one I've seen so far. It doesn't actually do anything, but it sits there. That's good. I like the Fifi one.
Actually see what he looks like.
It's a bit like one of the dogs that bit me on my paper round, but there we are. Does it look like Monty? The Doctor Who shop just around the corner, so I'll be going for that in a minute. Ah, I've just seen some... there's a police box, like, bin, and there's some weapons from different stories, like some other bent knives, probably used by bent savages, there they are, some guns and things, it's quite good. I'm looking forward to seeing what this shop's like. There's many people in here now, thank goodness they're not being patronising, they seem to know what the programme is. I'm back at the Earth Warriors now, see if I can get that working. I don't seem to be doing anything. Oh well. I'm going to the shop now. Overall, it's quite good. Better than it was when I last went. Oh, look, there's another TARDIS rounder with a master in over there. Some of the dates are wrong. They've got over there Remembrance of the Daleks 1989 and Happiness Patrol 1989. The TARDIS console's squeaking a bit, but it's quite good. It's worth coming into. 50p, not bad. I might come back later. So I can afford it. Remnants of the Daleks set's quite good.
Quite good, quite good, quite good, quite good, quite good.
Although you can see that there's a white Dalek and there's a black Dalek at the back and a shimmering, you know, dead one. But that's sort of reflected in some mirrors. So you can see the mirrors, so it's sort of not so good. Right, I'm going out now. As I said, the Fifi's probably the best one there. Very lifelike, well, plastic. Perhaps I can make a little review for you, Andrew. Didn't say no. Don't know how much more I've got left on this side of the tape, but let's see. Right, I'm going out now. Back into the world of living, as they say. I hope you can hear all this. I'm going towards the Doctor Who shop now. It only just seems to have opened. Better be open. I'm probably going to spend masses of money, and I can't afford it. Someone send me some money. The shop's quite good.
Shop's quite good. Shop's quite good. Shop's quite good.
As far as I can see. Extra things in here. What's it? The Celestial Store. Lots of heads and different things. What's that? Dragonfire. Stones of Blood. Sea Devils. Frontius. No, not Frontius. Terminus. Visitation. Warriors of the Deep. Ambrosani. Castrovalva. Vervoids. Robots of Death. Sontaran, Cybermen, Ogre, what's that? Oh, Exelons, Davros, that's good. Now there's a pool cleaner from Paradise Towers, that's quite cool, except for one of the eyes is not as green as it should be. It's a cleaning robot, that's not too bad, but you can see where it's been painted, it's not as good as it looked on the television. I can now see, there's a robot from, where is it? Oh. A robot from Mysterious Planet. I've just heard some information that it's going to be expanded next year. Much bigger, even bigger than this, and the shops can be joined to the exhibition. So next year perhaps it'll be even better. There's the robot from Mysterious Planet and the kite from Greatest Show. Pictures and postcards and videos and things like that. Part of the Key to Time I can see here. Nick, are you listening? I should take some for you. The lady in the shop seems quite knowledgeable, which is something. All the videos there. Cups, mugs, t-shirts.
When you first hear it, you think there's something wrong with the tape recorder because there's these weird, funny noises, you know. And then it sort of comes down, and then there's dead silence. And then if David Banks starts reading, it's from his book, and the way he reads it, talk about elocution. Yeah.
We could play that down the back of the car.
At the moment, well, I think it is not too bad. I prefer the first, what was the title of it?
Battlefield.
Yeah. I did prefer that to Ghostlight, yes. But I'm looking forward to Curse yeah. because I believe the monster in it is absolutely horrible.
Yeah. I saw a picture of it on Radio Times, sort of a little picture, and looked horrible.
Yes, I haven't seen it, but they said it'll be definitely frightening, and it is really horrible.
Right. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
Well, there we are. Isn't that a nice lady there? Hope that came out. Now, I spent masses of money, and now I'm trying to find them. Spent £21.50, it'll be the death of me. In the restaurant now, before the end of the sign, I'm just going to stuff myself with nice food. Don't I deserve it. Right, I've finished my lunch now, and we're going to go and have a look at the playground thing and the maze. I'd just like to ask this man here, sitting next to here, what he thought of the Doctor Who exhibition. What did you like best, Graham?
I liked the TARDIS, when you tried...
The dematerialising TARDIS,
yes.
What about Fifi? Do you like Fifi?
Yes.
Is that good? What else did you like?
I liked
the Daleks. The canine?
I like canine, and I like inside of TARDIS when you could press all these buttons.
Yeah, right, right. And you liked spending money, did you?
Yes.
Right then.
That's the best bit.
Right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
This side will run out any minute now. So I'm have to be very careful that one. Let's see. Thank you. That was the fire exit door. Probably broken now, but there we are. The customer's always right. I don't know where we're going now. We're going to break my leg on this cattle. Going to the castle, this nice man tells me. I seem to have used up all my camera film now. And I'm heading across the middle of the parking place for Lion's Den souvenirs one side, the Pets Corner the other, Longleat Railway and the Castle Middle Shop and the maze. I'll probably get eaten by a tiger, and it's great fun. Just wish I knew when this tape's going to finish. It's so indecisive. Ho-hum. I'm now directly outside the maze, the Castle Middle Shop, glassware, Butterfly Place, Butterfly Garden, and Adventure Castle. Now I'm going off to the castle. I'm just going to pass this over to my aunt, okay? Be back on side two. Bye-bye for now. I'm about to enter the maze now, for better or for worse. Right, I'm going in. Yeah, this is side two. I've just been on the fair thing, the sort of bouncy castles, things like that, and I'm actually whacked out. I'm in the maze. I'll just read what it says here, though. Longleat Maze. You are now entering the world's largest maze with nearly 1.75 miles 2.8 kilometres of pathways and over 16,000 English yew trees. I think that's 16,000. Yeah. The ultimate aim is to reach the tower, but you may be satisfied just to arrive at the exit as quickly as possible. Please do not break through the hedges. There they are. I'm not going to break through the hedges. I'm not strong enough. Right, I'm just going up some stairs now. I'll turn this off in places because I haven't got enough. It's going to take me longer to... Right.
I'm at the top of some steps. I'm just going to go down now. Help! I now have a choice of which way to go. Two paths. I'm going to take left. I'm going to take the right path. Sweat long this way. Haven't seen a new one, whatever. Haven't seen one of them yet. This may be the last thing I ever do. I may never get out of here. That is my last message to the world. I've come to a fork in the path. Again, I have right, left or right. I'm going to keep right, okay? And I have a choice of left and right, and I'll take right yet again. Maybe this will be useful for someone coming here. The yew trees are sort of about head height. You can't see over the top. I like mazes. I do at the moment. By the time I get out, I probably won't do. 75p it is to come in here. 75p to get lost. So if anyone, wants to lose anybody, tell them to get lost here. Right, I've come to another place turning. Left or right. I'll go right yet again. I'll keep right, I think, perhaps. For a moment. Back in a little bit. Very noisy in here. Somebody seems to be enjoying it. Oh, shut up! If you're enjoying this ginormous puddle. Yeah. Who would live in a place like this? Not me. That was a terrible impression of that person off that programme about homes, don't I? Lloyd Grossman or something. So, is that his name? Right. I don't want to use all this tape up. I've got another tape back in my bag. I've got a drink with me, and that's all I've got. Help! Come to another turning. I can go left or right. Well, I'm just going to go... Yeah, I'm going right now. Just bumped into someone that I met earlier.
You again?
Yeah. And I met someone else. This place looks familiar. Perhaps I should have brought my ball of wool or something. I recognise this place. Right. Lots of turnings. I didn't go straight for it. I'm going to go right again. Oh dear. It's another puddle, but this looks a different puddle. Perhaps I could follow the puddles and end up somewhere different. Yes, I do like mazes. They're sort of fun. Now, I know what you feel like, Lee. When, for those who do not know Lee, he is my pen friend. I was going to meet him at Longleat in the summer, and he wrote me a letter from the maze, which was rather fun. And that's why I borrowed the tape recorder off my friend Nick, so I could do a similar thing, but hopefully more exciting, because I'm actually here doing it now, and you can hear what I'm all the terribleness I'm going through. For all those who do know Lee, and especially Lee, I'm here. I'm going straight on, I think. Oh dear. Hope I haven't got to the centre already. I'm very close. Goodness me, have I really made the centre? Oh, I haven't. Oh, I have. No, I haven't. Ah. No, I haven't got to the centre. I thought I had. Oh dear, I seem to be coming back to the same place I started off. I've been here before. Going this way now. Oh dear, I've come back to the place where I started off. Well, I had a feeling of deja vu. I should challenge Annika Weiss to get round here quicker. Right. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Going this way. First audio tape from the centre of maze. Should have brought my ball of wool and folded it round. Oh, look. Haven't been here before. The sign that says lift if lost. So I'm not lost, well, I am, but. Straight on. I saw that Pepsi can earlier. This way again. No, I like mazes. I really like mazes. No, I don't recognise this part. Oh dear, I do recognise this part. It's that familiar puddle again. Right, I've come to another turning. Right, there's a can of Sharp's Bass, empty of course. I'll go the other way. I can hear someone following me in a pram. Oh dear. Help! Never been this way before. Don't think so. Oh no, I haven't been this way. I've got to get to the centre. Oh. Oh dear, I have been here. I recognise some mud I kicked into a puddle. I'm going under one of the bridges now. I haven't been in this maze since about 1985. Last time before that I came for the Doctor Who convention in 83. I'm being followed by a pushchair. Right. I'm just running around aimlessly now. Oh dear, I recognise that lift of loss. Oh, I'm in here. Right. I think I recognise this place. Perhaps we should do a Doctor Who episode in here somewhere. Oh, I've been here before. Help. The choice of two routes. Left or right. I'll go this way. Isn't it nice to be lost in the middle of a maze? I keep going straight on. When I get to the centre, I'll open my can of drink. Might need it. Don't collapse soon. I've just heard someone say, be careful, don't go off, you'll get lost. I thought that was the whole point of being here, to get lost. I know quite a lot of people I like to put in the middle of this maze and let them stew for a little while. Oh dear, I've seen another Pepsi can. I remember this. Oh no, I've just seen a Pepsi can again. Right. Is that a squashed one? Getting better than normal, they're drinking a can of Pepsi. Help! This tape's probably getting a bit repetitive and things, so sort of emulates the maze. It's very nice here and all that, but help! I don't remember going this way. Don't think I've been this way, no. No, I don't remember this road. Help. Familiar saying of mine is help. It will be for the next few minutes anyway. Hours. I've told them I'll meet them outside of the maze at 3 o'clock. It's now 25 past and not even at the middle. I definitely haven't been here. There's a can of Coke in a 7-Up can. And I haven't been there before. Which is sort of reassuring. In a funny sort of way. Horns of Nemon, eat your heart out. Oh dear, I don't know which way I've been. Oh no, I've been this way. Familiarity is the name of the game. Oh hon, I wander as I wander. As I wander, as I wander. As I wander, as I wander. Help! Try and catch some reactions of other people for you as I go along. Like sort of tear-stained dresses and things. I haven't actually seen anyone breaking down yet, but... Perhaps I should look for that lost sign. I don't think I've been this way. Help! I told you I'd say help a lot, didn't I? Give a bit of exercise. That's what you do this every morning. Get nice and fit and trim. Oh. Oh no. Just seeing that Pepsi Cola can again. What about deja vu? I know the way to get in. I don't want to go in back in. Oh dear. Help! As I say, this is supposed to be the biggest maze. When you're looking at it from the castle place, well, it doesn't look very big, but it certainly feels it when you're in it. I can tell you. I played this maze game on a computer a couple of days ago, but I could look at a map then. I haven't got the map here. You're right, this way. Just heard someone say, I want to spend an afternoon here. I don't think I've got much choice really, have I? If you're in here, you can't get out. Oops. Lift if lost. I found the sign, but I'm not going to lift it. I'll go this way then. I haven't been this way. Oh dear, I just lifted it. I was going to go this way anyway, so it doesn't really matter. Looking up the stairs. Up the stairs, I would have gone the right way even if I hadn't looked. I made some progress at last. I'm now in the steps, I can see around. But I haven't got to the middle yet. I sense that there's someone around here who thinks they're coming to the end. They're wrong. At least I know I haven't been this way.
I'm making some progress, folks. There's a way you can go to cheat, and I'm not going to do that way. Come to a sign that says Longleat Maze, warning this part of the maze is difficult. Young children should be accompanied by an adult. You should allow plenty of time. Oh, I don't mind. Right, I think I'm going to do the difficult bit now. You may never see me again. At least it's some sort of progress. I have that feeling someone's following you. I think someone's trying to follow me. Last time I came here, there certainly weren't those signs telling you which way to go to get out. Not that I remember, anyway. Oh dear. I think I'll have walked more than 1.5 miles since I've done this. But I still like mazes. I'm through nearly half a taped doggy in here. So I'll inform you if I... Ooh, look, I've come up to some more of those steps. So I've made a bit of progress. He says, smiling. Doesn't mind that he has made no progress whatsoever. Right. What I see now. The time, what's the time now? The time is exactly... just coming up to this, 2:35, coming up to 2:35, and I'll turn you off for a bit now. Back in a little while. Well, oh, talk about lost in space. Dear me. Someone's shouting for a girl called Amy. She's trying to be eaten by a big swamp monster in the middle of this place. I wonder if I missed the middle. Go this way. What does it say here? It's a funny sign, but I'll keep going this way. I have a slight feeling this part of the maze hasn't been used for a little while. Oh dear. Oh, there's a dead skeleton. Oh dear. How many people have died during this? I haven't seen a mine at all yet. Anyone seen a mine at all? I don't think so. They'll commit me for insanity, I think. Oh, I recognise that bit. I did say this bit was difficult, didn't it? Oh, well, no, I'm coming back up to that place again. Right, back this way. And I could very suit your heart out. Put her in here, she never get out, would she? This way. I'm being this way, I know I'm being this way. Please. I still like mazes. Lee, how long did it take you to get down? I'll go this way, and there's a bit of, coming up to a bit of the maze now, and there's some dead bush, so I'll go this way. How long did it take you, Lee, then? Were you quick? Did you wander around here for hours? Well, I can tell you, I came in just about 2:10. And it's getting on for 2:40 now. I'm still enjoying it though. Oh, Billy. Oh, I don't think I've been here before. No, I'll come back to another one of those steps. What can I see from up here? Stop the clock. Yeah. I can see some countryside from here. I can see trees, silage. I can smell silage too. I can see no sheep, lots of grassy fields. Oh, rather nice. Rather nice.
Hey, Alex.
Ah. Someone underneath me, so I'll turn this off and see you later. The other side, I can... can't see anything. Oh, well. Oh dear, this bit's very muddy. There's a bit here that I think I should go on. Big muddy pool, and people have cheated. So I won't go that way. I'll go this way. I want to get to the centre. I'm going to the opposite side of the maze now. I don't want to get out, though. So how do I make the way to the centre? Please. So if I haven't got to the centre, I'll go back. Perhaps I won't go back, I don't know. But I want to go to the centre. Definitely want to go to the centre. That's the whole point of going there, I think, isn't it? Oh dear. Right, I'll go this way. This way looks more like back to the centre. He said. I still like mazes. Oh dear. You were beginning to get a bit thirsty now. Where's my drink? Oh look, this way looks a bit promising. Oh, this might be it. I mean, let's not be too hopeful, eh? Let's not be too hopeful. Just a minute, this might be it. But then again, it might not be. No. To describe what I'm wearing a white sort of top, well, jumper. brown cords back sneakers, as you might say in America, or pimp soles or whatever, and a scarf, a red and white scarf. Probably some football club I picked up at the jumble sale ages ago. I'm not on one of those bridges. Oh dear. How'd you like to be here? If you ever come over from Australia or America or Canada or wherever you, then I'll take you here. I think I'll meet the centre. If I do, you'll hear a big shout next time.
Hooray!
Yes, I've finally got to the centre. Oh dear. Please keep to paths. Do not break hedges. Yes, I've seen it pass before. Oh dear, I've seen a few people. I've seen a few people below me who came in just before me, so I've made some progress and they haven't. So I'm not doing too badly, don't think. Alright, what can I see from here? I'm going to get a drink out in a minute. Right, to my one side I can see a big car park, which is pretty empty really. A coach and about, I wonder if you've got about six cars. I can see the fields I was describing earlier. The other side I can see the rest of the maze and some woods and some fields, ploughed fields. To the other side I can see the castle, the bouncy castle place I was in. Oh, and then to the last side I can see, well, Longleat House, the gardens and things. And I see the ice cream van. Ice cream van. Oh, yes. So I'm there. Right, I'm going to celebrate by opening this can of Sunshine Orange Ale. It looks more like water, but there we are. Right, here we go. I'm going to open it up. It'll probably go spurt. If it goes spurt, you'll have a Nick's tape recorder. I'll see it. Ah. Yay! Celebration. Ah. Want some? Hard luck. Ah, I've enjoyed that. Time is just coming up to quarter to three, just past 22. That's taken me about 30 minutes. It's not bad, I suppose. How long did it take you, Lee? Do you get to the centre? Can you remember? For Kez, as you like England, it's probably starting to be summer in Australia, isn't it? The trees are very nice this time of year. Yellows and oranges and leaves and, well, lots of different shades. You'd like it, we'd probably get red leaves. But it's that time of year. The leaves are just starting to fall and everything. Oh dear. Right. Hip hip hooray. Right, I'm going now. Finally going to leave this beautiful, this the centre. I'm going to make my way out now. See how long that takes me. I'll be leaving exactly quarter to, okay? It's a quarter of an hour to get out, which I don't think is possible, but I'm starting out at quarter to, and I'll tell you what time, and I'll make further reports along the way, okay? Toodle pip. I don't want to nut on too long, because I haven't got much tape left. Well, I have, but... Oh, well. Whilst I'm actually still here in the centre, may I say thank you very much to Nick Goodman, who comes from Salisbury. May I thank him very much for lending me the tape. Did I say hello to him at the beginning? I can't remember it anyway. Thanks Nick for lending me this tape recorder. I'll be using it tomorrow to do tapes for some of you. So it's been very much worthwhile. It's half term at the moment. I'm very much enjoying half term. Kez, I think you've had your half term, haven't you? You seem to have different funny half terms. Right, I'm just about to leave now. It's exactly coming up to quarter to three, and I'm going to leave, okay? I can do the Romeo and Juliet scene up here. Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, my Romeo? To be or not to be, that is to cabbage or not to cabbage, that is the muscle. There's a seat down there. To walrus or not to walrus, that is the cabbage. Whether it is nobler in the ice cream to... Yes, right. I'm leaving now. Bye-bye. Shakespeare. Looks like I've got about 12 minutes. No.
record it. I haven't got much left in this tape, about 10 minutes worth, so I'll be making shorter reports. It's probably for the best. Oh dear. Perhaps I could pay my way out of here. I've got about 15p in my pocket. Nick informs me that this tape recorder's been here before, been to this location before. Hopefully you've enjoyed it last time it came. There's an arrow pointing this way, so perhaps I'll go that way, okay? People keep staring at me while I wander around this tape recorder. I wonder why. Probably my Doctor Who cap. It's probably the best time of year to come. It's not cold, it's sort of bearable. They say I don't need to wear a coat, so a woman obviously don't need to wear a coat. If it was too hot, I think I'd get exhausted. I'm in a place now, I haven't been here before. Oh dear, it's come to a dead end. Right. It costs 75p to get in here. Little bit of propaganda, little bit of advertising. 75p to get in. Certainly worth it. Oh goodness me, I found a seat. Now, this might be the seat that my pen pal Lee sat on. Because you were writing on the seat, weren't you? Not very busy. You said it was very busy when you were here. Perhaps I should have brought that other tape. I've nearly used the whole side in here, haven't I? Right, I'm going to sit here and go to sleep for a bit. I should sell food in the middle of this maze. Like a boom, wouldn't they? But these batteries don't run out. That doesn't matter. I've got about 6 more in my pocket. Nick and Andy and Danny, I said I'd bring you up tonight. I can't promise anything. Because I don't know if I'm ever going to get out of here. I still like mazes, of course. Now it's another seat in the middle of the maze. Possibly this is where you sat as well, Lee, I don't know. Which one did you actually sit down? It's the first time I've actually seen these seats. They seem to put them in towards the end. So in case you're sort of falling over at the end, I guess. You can see where people have knocked down the hedges, cheating. I suppose it can get a bit desperate. Oh dear. This is the best part, it's all under shade, it's quite nice. Just walk around in a circle. More importantly, perhaps I should put toilets in the middle of here. It's quite ironic, they have those signs saying lift if lost. I mean, as soon as you get in here, you're lost. That's the whole point of being here, isn't it? Good to get away from everything. And talk to tape recorders and slowly go insane. People must think I've finally cracked. Perhaps I have. Right, it's been my last report for a few minutes because the tape's running out. What's the time? The time is 5 to 3. Eureka. I think I found the way out. I got back to that sign which says Long Leap Maze, warning this part of the maze is difficult. I'm going to go that way. It looks as if they're trying to build another, make it a bit bigger because there's lots of sort of trails which have been grown up. I think I'm coming to the end. Yes! I'm at the end. Guess what time it is? It is not even 3 o'clock. That's taken me less than 15 minutes. We're back exactly the right time. Isn't it brilliant? Isn't that brilliant? I think they're waiting for me too. Let's have a look. Ah dear, come to the end at last. Oh, it took me about 50 minutes then, not too bad. Not too bad. How long did it take you, Lee? But I've beaten you. Perhaps I've got there and perhaps I haven't. Oh dear. Well, I'm out. Free at last. She's rather lucky now because now I can... At least I've got a bit of spare tape. Oh dear. Perhaps I can go back round again. I can see Graham. I'm out. Bye-bye. Free at last. Free to walk the streets of Longleat. Streets of Longleat? No, perhaps not.
Unfortunately, I seem to have made a little mistake.
There you are.
Oh dear. We're now in the car going back home. I've been talking on this tape and I've just discovered the last 5 minutes hasn't been working. So I haven't got my goodbye message from the lady in the shop, but there we are. So I need to ask the questions yet again. Graham, what did you think of the day out?
Ace.
But not quite as nice. What did you think, Auntie?
Very nice, thoroughly enjoyed it, especially the apes and the sea lions.
Thank you. So what about the animals? Not just my mother. What did you think then, Mother?
It cost me rather a lot of money in a Doctor Who shop.
Why not? How about you?
Teddy! It
would have been a lot better if I hadn't got four other people nagging me all the time, spending my money.
Thank you.
Earlier when I asked him, he said he'd rather be playing golf. The only disappointment is at the last 5 minutes, the probably one of the best bits that I got from the lady saying goodbye isn't being run over. Oh dear. I went back into the I went back into the shop and the lady said goodbye and I got that on tape but I didn't. Oh well. Now I'll say goodbye when I get back home. If I get back home. Goodbye.
So enough of that sentimental song. We're back home now. Mission completed, I hope. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. I certainly enjoyed doing it. I hope it worked, except for the little accident towards the end. I'll be doing another one sometime, so if you're interested, just tell me. Yes, we're all back now. I'm just going to play you a bit of music now. One of the things I got was the Doctor Who Variations on a Theme album. It's new out at the moment. Bought at all good shops, especially Longleat. Well, bye-bye for now, then. Enjoy yourself. The mission is over. We're no longer lost in Longleat. Well, the last thing I have to say is, Baldy, now you know how bad my brother really is.
What did you think?
My goodness, Paul! Was that really you?
Yes, Ick, that was me. Oh, yes, that was him. Oh, yes, I recognised him. He did sound a bit younger, I admit.
Yes, he did. Goodness. Wow, Paul. That was quite exciting. I quite enjoyed that. It was certainly quite different, but I would agree. It definitely was some kind of podcast.
Wasn't it? Yeah, I'd say so. Anyway... Well, that is almost it for now. Oh no, not more! The Yeti Uncle John, he's so rude today. There is one more bit to come.
Oh goodness, Paul, what have you got for us now?
Well, this is just a little extra. Whilst I was going through some of the things that Nick had converted, I found something that I thought was completely lost.
Oh, what was it, Paul?
Well, about the same time as I got lost in Longleat, I was working on a series of scripts, a sort of spoof soap opera. This was before Sutton Park. It was called Spectrum or Spectrum Street. And at least three of the characters in it, Mavis, Edie and Fatima the Fantabulous, are characters that I still write for now and have popped up in all sorts of different books. Now, I've been trying to find the original scripts that I wrote, partly thinking it would be quite nice to... type them up and make them available. Mavis and Edie and Fatima all appear in my series Hot Stuff at the moment.
Goodness me, they must be worn out.
Oh yeah, you said it. Yes, they must be. Blimey, yes, they must. Yes, right. Well, anyway, I've not yet been able to find my scripts of Spectrum. I remember them being handwritten on like spiral notepads. I'm hoping they will turn up one day. But what has turned up is not episode one, but episode two of an audio version of Spectrum that I completely forgot I'd ever recorded. I don't know where episode one is. I don't know if episode one will ever turn up. We presumably recorded it because, well, what would be the point of starting episode two? Except in the case of a time like this, where I think just a little sample, just hearing the script might make... for a bit of fun. So to finish this episode, I have episode two of Spectrum for you. Now, I think there were a few special guests. It's hard almost to recognise the voices in there, but I think Troby's in there. I think my friend Keith is in there. Maybe Nick. Yes, anyway. So episode 2, the music. There's some music. There's even music that I can hear. I recognise that I can post it on an electric organ that we had in the house. Well, actually, we still do have my parents' house. So, yeah. Again, once again, I do apologise for the sound. It's not going to be perfect, but I don't think there's... I can't really recap you on what's happened because I don't remember. But I think you'll just have to take this little episode in isolation and hopefully there'll be some silliness and you'll find it amusing.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it, Paul. Let us hear it, please.
Oh, yes, please let us hear it. Oh, shut up, Yeti Uncle John. Here we go.
Of Unhappy Families. Series concept by Paul Chandler. Episode 2, in which Mavis meets somebody else's cousin. Written by Paul Chandler.
Ah, in our last episode, doom and gloom struck poor, curious Mavis, who, when investigating the new neighbour at number 666, found herself the item of interest when the lady turned out to be none other than Fatima the Fantabulous, a fortune teller. It was Mavis's fortune she read, a fortune that really went with a bang.
Now, let's see. Oh.
And so, Fatima examines her balls.
Ooh-ah! Yes, I see a tall, dark and handsome stranger. He's knocking upon your front entrance. You have met him before. You open the door, he offers you his hand and... Oh! Oh no! No!
What is it?
Oh no!
My goodness, Miss Fantabulous, whatever is the matter? You've gone and burst your ball now, haven't you?
Oh, that's no matter now. Things are all so terrible, so tragic. You must leave my house this very minute.
Oh, well, why's that then? Can't you tell me my fortune some other way? It was just getting to the good bit.
No, Mavis, believe me. Your fortune was just about to take a dramatic turn for the worst. You are cursed.
Look, are you sure, Fatty? You're not just saying this because you hate my guts.
It's not specifically your guts I hate, it's your face and the rest. But this is the truth, you're a very unlucky woman.
Oh!
I'm sorry, I didn't mean this to happen, please don't cry.
No, he's not that. One of my false eyelashes got caught in my contact lens. It always affects me this way. Do you really mean to say that something terrible is about to occur to me?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
But my life has always been so merry. I've won raffles, sung in choirs, patted babies, ran marathons for charity.
Bedded politicians, diddled church funds, raided Marks and Spencers and abused Boy Scouts.
Oh yes, that too. I always try hard to help the community, and now you tell me I'm in at the deep end.
That is so, Mavis. My crystal ball, which was really a balloon, told me so.
But can you tell me any more about the man? Who is he? What does he do to me? Is it a marvel? Will I enjoy it?
Enjoy it? Well, you might, but no, he brings bad tidings.
You say he's tall, dark and handsome, but most men are like that. Even Terry Wogan has a certain charisma if you're drunk enough. Does this visitor of mine have any noticeable birthmark or mole or shrew or...
Yes, he does, a scar on the right cheek, but that's all I can tell you because that is all I know. And by the way, mind what you say about poor old Tell. He's my hero, don't you know? Anyway, now you must go. Leave me. Do not return. God bless you.
But Fatima!
Go, I say, go. Be gone from number 666. Back to your home at number 13. Be gone!
In tears, Mavis departs.
Mm.
extreme state of angst, Mavis hurries from number 666, but does not return home. She makes for the house of her dear friend, Dee Dee. On her journey, she almost knocks over the milkman. Mavis arrives at house number 31, and a shocked-looking Edie answers the door.
My goodness, dear, whatever is wrong? I saw you from the window. You look as if you've seen a ghost or something.
No, no, it's worse than that.
Is it? You mean you've seen two ghosts?
No, worse still.
Three ghosts, four more, more.
No, Edie, I visited number 666, and you're right. There is something odd going on.
You went to number 666?
Yes, Edie.
You went there?
Yes. I'm sorry. But, Edie, keep still. Sound trouble again. I don't want to have to repeat that joke again because it's not particularly funny.
Apologies. But look, Mavis, I told you to keep away. Who is the woman? The big quick, because my long-lost cousin Damien is coming over any minute. I just got a call from him right out of the blue when he's coming to visit today. You really must meet him.
Oh, yes, of course.
Now, what about this woman?
Her name is Fatima. Actually, it's Belinda, but no one calls her that. She's a fortune teller. She's a bit peculiar. She looked into her crystal ball and began to tell me about this tall, dark and handsome man I would meet. Then she began to scream and say I was in terrible trouble. Anyway, the listeners know all this because it was in the last scene, but I'm so scared.
Be more careful.
Use precautions.
Yes, thank you, Mavis, but I only go out on Friday nights.
Yes.
Yes.
A bit cryptic, that joke, wasn't it? Don't worry, it was about as funny as an episode of Panorama. Or Terry and June, or...
Yes, yes, okay. We get the point. Look, Mavis, dear. How can you be so sure that this new lady was telling the truth? You don't know any men, do you?
Well, only the vicar. And he's not really a man, is he?
Of course not. As you say, he's a vicar. Anyway, calm down, Mavis. I'm sure nothing will come of it all. Oh, that must be my cousin Damien at the door. Do you know, Mavis, the funny thing is, until today, I never even knew I had a cousin Damien.
Oh, really? Well, a pleasant surprise at least. I suppose he's a lot younger than you.
Well, yes, dear. Most people are.
Including dinosaurs?
Yes, dear.
And so... Edie went to open the door. There stood a man.
Hello, I'm Damien.
The two ladies gasped, shocked and amazed by what they saw. And then Edie spoke.
My, my, Damien, what a surprise. You're so very tall and dark and handsome. How nice.
Goodness gracious, is Damien Mavis's mysterious man as well as being Edie's? If so, is all that fat and the fantabulous fortune teller says true? Probably, but tune in next time just to make sure. Don't miss our next exciting installment of Spectrum, a story of unhappy families.
Yeah, I know. I don't even remember recording it. It's ridiculous.
Oh, well, it must be nice to have found some example of that particular series you worked on.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, most of the writing I've done, I've still got in some form or another. I do know, well, I lost, I think, unless I ever find it, I did write a novel around the same time, maybe slightly earlier, on a computer that no longer exists. It was all about somebody who bought something from an antique store, which it wasn't a genie, but there was a bottle that had something in it that possessed them and totally ruined their life. And I don't think I would have thought I had printed it, but I don't know if, well, I'm yet to find a version of that. But I do remember there was a point when that computer, which originally had been my dad's, I used to use it for my own writing, it became my computer, and then it was one of those discs with big square discs, like much bigger than the discs you had for computers maybe in the 90s or the late 90s. Oh yes, I know what you mean. And in the early noughties, when it still worked, but I knew basically it had its day, and it was kind of a case of, I suppose I could have found out if there was a company that would have, you know, converted all the files, but, well, I didn't. But I did copy a few things off the computer that I thought I would want to use again. Mainly poems, because, yeah, it was around the time that I was starting to think about putting a book together, and I did have some poems from the early 90s that I did want to preserve. And although, of course, later on I did actually find I'd printed quite a few of those off, so but you know, at any rate, that is all we've got time for now.
Well, Paul, I've enjoyed this very much.
Yes, well, it's lovely of you to say that. Ick,
no, it's true.
Well, thank you. I hope the listeners have enjoyed it as well, and I know Giddy Uncle John hasn't. Oh, I don't know, it was quite funny hearing you all little and stuff. As a one-off, I wouldn't want it every week, but yeah. oh dear. all right, enough chuckling. That's about it, listeners. In fact, that is it for now. Join us again soon, and I think I know what's coming up next, but I won't say, just in case I change my mind again. But all right, goodbye for now.
Goodbye, listeners.
Take care. All right, now. See you soon. Bye-bye. So, listeners, just a quick update on this episode, because when I recorded the start of this show, I'd not yet listened back to this tape from, well, nearly 30 years ago. But, as I say, I was unsure quite when I'd recorded it, but I was able to ask Nick, because Nick's, well, he's just great with dates, and I noticed that, you'll notice I mentioned something called Shangri-La a number of times. Well, that was a Doctor Who convention, and it did seem as if it had occurred not long before my trip to Longleat. I'd sort of estimated that it was probably 1990, but Nick put me right and said that it was actually autumn 1989, probably late October. I would guess that I was probably on half term. I would have still been at school. And also, the lady I spoke to in the shop, Irene, who ran that shop at Longleat for quite some time and was always very nice to speak to, she mentions the name of a Doctor Who story that was yet to be broadcast. And as Doctor Who ended in 1989, at least the original series did, that sort of figures that it was probably late October before the first episode of Curse of Fenric, the story she mentions, had been broadcast. So, which also means that it was just before my birthday, which puts my age at 15, almost 16. There we go. As far as I'm aware, that's probably the earliest footage that I have of myself, other than a school play I did when I was about 11. But from the sounds of it, I borrowed Nick's tape recorder, so I don't even own a tape recorder that recorded. But who knows what I'll uncover, because most of the things I've been finding recently I didn't even realise I had recorded. So, yes. Apologies if some of the references to Doctor Who were a bit obscure for those of you who don't know the series, but I thought it would be quite fun to hear little me wandering around Longleat, and I hope you didn't find it too arduous to listen to. Yes, this is probably also the earliest I recorded Graham as well, because in 1989 he would only have been about 7 and a half. He appeared in lots of Sutton Park episodes, but he was 2 or 3 years older by then. But, anyway, I was interested myself to hear the names of many of my pen friends of the time. Most of them, unfortunately, I'm not still in contact with, but I did have a lot of pen friends around that time, up to 50, I think. But anyway, sadly, the Doctor Who exhibition is no longer at Longleat. I've not really been back to Longleat since the exhibition left, because although it's not too far from Salisbury, my hometown, it's not that great to get to unless you've got a car, and the nearest train station is a good walk away. And we always used to go down in a group, my Doctor Who friends and I, and we went many, many more times after 1989. As much as I love going to the maze, I'm not sure I could talk everybody into going back just for the maze. But, oh well. Happy days. Happy days.
I can't believe it was him. He sounded so young. Ooh, I wonder what else there is. I wonder if there are any other files of him.
I expect so. Yeah, Nick's been converting all sorts of things. Yeah. Oh, let's have a look. What might this be?
Oh, why did you play it?
Oh, all right.
Exciting.
I am an anonymous wood nymph, currently residing in Sutton Park. Right. But unlike most other wood nymphs, only I have the courage to come forward and warn the world of the evil that is Sutton Park. By no means, Octavius. There is great evil abounding in Sutton Park. Dark demons who lay down their lives for their monstrous master, so that the greatest evil of them all, Azrael, might ultimately dominate the world. It would be advisable that you do. The satanic angel of death has already struck twice on national radio. And what's more, I know of the vicious culprit, a genius villain, a distinguished adversary, but, unfortunately, a very crap actor. Yes, badly. As a consequence, he was thrown out of Equity. Yes, but enough of this trivial talk. I have more to tell you about Sutton Park, of the imps and demons, of the Azraelite followers and their machinations, of the Banshee tree who's creeping up behind me. Oh dear.
Quiet, Ace! Behave! Oh, hello! My name's Mrs. Wing Commander Parkhurst, retired, of Croydon. I am phoning you on the subject of parks, Octavius. Yes? I don't want to hear about your sordid assignations. Oh, yes, I just wanted to speak on behalf of my husband. He's a park keeper, you know. Though he's not retired from the Air Force, you see, his name is Parkhurst Retired. He adopted it from his parents when they, adopted him. He was an orphan, you see, found him abandoned in a Wellington boot, hence his first name.
Yes?
As I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted, I'm speaking on behalf of my husband, who's unavailable at the moment on the grounds he's vanished off the face of the earth. Pardon? Oh, well, His view is, or rather would be, that trees and flowers and hedges are perfectly all right, provided they're attended to correctly. Oh, I shouldn't think that was possible. Not unless you're standing in the wrong place when the tree surgeon's doing his rounds. Oh, hello. What's that? It's big, and it's wooden. My goodness, it's a ghostly apparition, and it's bearing down on me. No, no, no!
What was that?
I have no idea. I don't know what that was. I don't know what's going on. Oh dear, maybe we shouldn't muck around with these flowers after all. It's all a bit odd.
It is a bit odd.
What's going on, guys?
Oh, nothing. We were just talking about how much fun today's episode was.
Oh, yes. Yes. And no, we've not been mucking around with your computer or nothing. Well, I hope not. Come on. Let's get down to bingo, shall we?
Oh, yes, Paul. That would be great.
Oh, yeah. Bingo? Oh, yes. Any chance for a bit of bingo? Oh, yes. Come on, then. Yes.
3 and 9, 39.
2 and 7.
Shall
I?
Shall I?
Come back! I gotta go now!
I don't care!
Bye!
I want to talk with you!
Gotta go! Bye!
It's quite long.
No. Hey, that's insulting.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.
Okay, bye.
Oh, shocker.
Nicholas!
Thank you very much for your comment.
He's not that shy. 106.
There's some weapons from different stories, like some other bent knives, probably used by bent savages. Where are they?
Romeo, where for ordinary?
Is that right? Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Overall, it's quite good. Overall, it's quite good. Overall, it's quite good. Overall, it's quite good. 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 Quite good.
This program is a proud member of UniBuzz. Unified, unique, voices. Learn more at UniBuzzPods.net.